Let's go to RSPCA Queensland spokesperson now. His name is Michael Beattie. I spoke to him and asked what to do if you have pets and are facing an emergency situation.
Well, really, the number one thing that you've got to do is to be prepared, obviously. You must have a plan in place as to what you're going to do. Obviously, the aim is to, you know, reduce the danger, reduce the panic and stress of actually managing the pet in an emergency situation, you know, such as a sudden evacuation. Basically, what you should do is prepare an emergency kit, which contains everything that your pet needs, you know. Should have travel carriers, food and water bowls, as well as at least a week's worth of food. And then on top of that, of course, if they're on any medication, you need to have that. And any sort of sanitary needs, a doggy bags for picking up poo and what have you. And, you know, also importantly, include a copy of the registration and the vaccination certificates, as well as a few toys.
A few little comforters. Michael, nobody I know would intentionally leave a pet behind, but if things are dire, you've got emergency services at the door, fire is bearing down and your beloved pet runs off, or perhaps something has come up and you can't get back to your home, how can we best prepare our environment should a pet get left behind?
Really, I mean, obviously, as they say, the sort of humans in the family come first. But if you do have to leave your pet behind, to be honest, there's probably not a lot you can do if they've run off. But if you know that you're going to have to leave them behind, if you put them in a preferably as large as possible, but a safe, secure room, you know, either a garage or a large bathroom, something like that, and remove any of the combustible materials in that, you know, such as blankets or plastic furniture, because they're going to melt in extreme heat, you know. So the synthetic blankets and plastics, make certain they're removed. And if you've got any sort of hanging plants or large picture frames that might come crashing down, remove them as well. And, of course, make certain they've got water.
Sounds like some sage advice for preparing your house for difficult conditions. If you know that we're in the conditions that some of us are experiencing in our regions at the moment, that taking those big pictures down,
which is a good thing. And unfortunately, the volatility of and the speed of some of these fires, you know, you really, if you haven't done it yet, I mean, I'd be preparing a pet emergency kit today, you know, not tomorrow, tonight. Just make certain you've got all the essentials, because as we've seen in, you know, in recent days, all of a sudden it can be upon us, you know.
Even those of us who are not in an immediate fire area are all too aware that this could happen to any of us at any time. I heard a really novel idea on the radio. I've been trying to chase down the audio ever since, Michael, where someone had suggested that if you've got a pet that's prone to anxiety, prone to breaking away and taking off, that if it's a smaller pet like a cat or a dog, writing your phone number using a non-toxic pen or paint on their tummy, and that if it was a larger animal, like, say, a horse, along their spine, so that if you did get separated, if their collar came off or they were harder to identify, that that would be an easy solution. What do you think of that idea?
I must admit, I've never heard of that one before. That's novel. I suppose it could work. Unfortunately, with dogs, you know, if they get their collars caught and the ID's on the collar, then, you know, well, particularly, obviously, if they're not microchipped, it's going to be very hard. That's why it's really important. You've also got to keep your microchip details up to date and, you know, make certain they have a tag on as well.
So the big advice at the moment is include your pet in your emergency plan.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's Michael Beattie, RSPCA Queensland spokesperson.